It is time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report, brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Brady, report it.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Just a couple of Thursday fun facts. In the United States, a ton is 2,000 pounds.
That's right.
Everywhere else, 2,240 pounds.
And spelled different.
Yeah, T-O-N-N-E, right?
Yep. We're the only ones who spell it right.
Of course.
They spell it as the fourth Tony in Tony, Tony, Tony.
It never rains in Southern California.
Right.
Up to half of the water on Earth is older than the sun.
Huh? Half the water on the Earth is older than the sun.
How's that possible?
It's a head scratcher.
Up to half. Where'd the other half come from then?
It's younger than the sun.
The water's younger.
How is that possible?
I'm thinking the evaporation.
Well, the water is.
Water doesn't reproduce itself.
Sure does. Recycles
it
itself.
Yeah.
It recycles itself. It doesn't reproduce itself.
So you're saying we've never had more or less water on the planet?
Right.
It's always been the same amount.
Yeah, that would be my argument.
Including ice.
Correct.
Can't fight that. Not smart enough. We don't, like, have a water production facility.
No.
So maybe you're right. Maybe it's just always been the same amount of water.
Hugh Hefner.
Then where's Lake Mead? We drank it.
Right.
And we put it back as piss.
Yeah.
So we are using it.
We can siphon it all off.
There was more water, or was there, when there was, I don't know. I don't know how this works. How's it older than the sun? Were we a planet before the sun?
What did we revolve around?
Right.
Questions.
Brady's going to bring the Bible up in a second.
I was waiting for it. Thank you for bringing it up.
Yeah.
I was waiting.
Who brought it up?
Yeah, we were just waiting on it.
We're just waiting.
We're not going to talk about it. It's nonsense.
We're not going to offer it.
But now that you brought it up.
Yeah.
Hugh Hefner donated the money to pay for the new Y in Hollywood, in the Hollywood sign in 1978.
Because he likes to.
Alice Cooper paid for the third O.
Is that right? Neat.
The last letter
for this reason, to have it be in just a trivia.
A fun fact.
40 years later.
The last letter added to the alphabet.
X.
Incorrect.
What do you think, Rich?
I don't know.
Last letter.
I don't know. Make a guess.
Z.
J.
You nailed it.
J is the last one. Nicely done, Richard. Nicely done. Wonder why. And then they put it 10th in order.
Yeah, just in time for the Vegas weekend.
Why was it 10th then?
Not sure.
Eh.
We need follow-ups.
So it used to not be there?
Yeah, or they moved it?
When was this?
Maybe they weren't.
Sounded better in the song.
I don't
John.
Have the. I didn't.
Are there J's in the Bible?
You can't go X, Y, and J.
J's in the Bible? Jesus, for God's sakes. Although they called him Yahweh originally.
Yeah.
Was it still with a J, though?
No.
No?
Jesus was probably added, you know, I don't know when they started.
They made him up later. But the.
We can look into it. I want to look into it.
Yeah, because what books that you go back to have no J's?
All of them?
On the flip side of that whole water-sun thing.
Here we go.
Wouldn't it have been great if the first chapter of your Bible was, here's how I did it? Dummy's Guide to the Universe. Just a little clue about germs and, like, we revolve around the sun and some it's not flat. Just a few things like
right.
that.
You're going to have a lot of questions.
First off, it's round. Nothing revolves around you except the moon, kind of, sort of.
No, it's not flat.
It's not flat. And here's how I did it. Here's how I done it.
Come
and
on, really?
Then,
I give you intelligence and you think it's flat?
Then you do the in the beginning. Because, I mean, he starts to say how he did it. The first page is, in the beginning, I did this, 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 and this. And I created light on the second day, which made it all crazy because I created the entire universe in complete darkness. Turned on the lights on the second day and said, perfect. Wouldn't it have been great if he'd gotten a little more detail, a little Home Depot detail of why we, now we've got to ponder these stupid questions about how is water older than the sun? I didn't know we were a planet before the sun.
Anna Barrick is a dentist in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And her advice with all the Halloween candy is to eat all of your Halloween candy in one sitting. Of course, you can only take in so much, but she's saying get it out of the way.
Brush one time, you'll knock it all out, right?
Yeah.
So you're not constantly adding sugar to the mix. You're doing it all in one hit. You brush it off as fast as you can. and you're not going to do it like, you're not going to bleed it out. I guess that makes tons of sense. They're saying also, I had a nutritionist say that Halloween candy is not terrible for you if you work out really hard and throw a Snickers bar or something like that in your protein shake when you're done with your workouts. Just one, little fun size. Get rid of your candy that way. So it'll make you work out really hard, and then you throw candy, like a Reese's peanut butter cup, in the protein shake that you probably should drink after you're done working out real hard. It's actually pretty good for you. Sugar, carbs, you know, nastiness that goes into that.
A warning to parents with the Halloween candy if they haven't gone through the candies with their kids.
Found all the razors.
A guy named Adrian Johnson from Leeds, England, raided his kids' bags after they went to sleep on Halloween two nights ago. And a small package of McVitie's cookies were in there.
Mm.
The kid got them from an elderly neighbor. He didn't realize after he downed the McVitie's, the expiration date was May of 1999.
That's what Larry was doing.
Spent the night vomiting.
Larry handed out hot tamales that had an expiration date on that was questionable.
I think that's more psychosomatic. He saw the date and then he started vomiting.
McVitie's were still good until he's like, wait a second. These McVitie's are over 5 years old.
They look awful.
I don't like
They're
anything.
They're called digestives?
It's called digestives.
They're tasty.
McVitie's digestives are
good?
Yeah.
No.
Did you sample everything that...
Of course. When I was over there, I ate an entire shelf of McVitie's.
So if it had an English name, you ate it just to say you ate it. And
why
you remember
you
each one...
Why would you call it a digestive?
That's what they call it.
Which ones were bad, Brady? Which flavor? Not McVitie's, but
the
what...
Hobnubs?
What thing did
those are chocolate-covered McVitie's.
What thing did you eat there that was English that you're like, no, I'd never do that again? You remembered McVitie's so quickly.
That's a little snack.
I know it was. I'm just asking. You were so quick to scream McVitie's are
like,
good.
I'm like, what are these there? And,
you sampled everything.
Someone had them. I've never had the boast.
Do you think there's a guy shaped just like you somewhere in London?
Yes.
That's on the radio that goes, I had Keebler cookies. They're fantastic. It was great.
Twinkies.
Wait a minute then. You remember the brand name of a snack. Right. Purely American snacks. Ate them all. McVitie's digestives.
Vegemite.
Yeah, Vegemite is a legitimate thing. It's not a it's a brand of a
I was
jelly.
Talking to a guy about it the other day, and I go, fudge. It's a spread. He goes, it's not a spread.
Oh, I don't know what it is.
It is a scrape.
Oh, yeah. They get on you about that, too.
Spread it on your toast. That's you scrape it.
You scrape it because it's hell. You scrape it on your scone. Don't call it a scone over there. They lose their minds. You like some Vegemite?
It's a scrape.
Oh, what do I want on a what? I'll have a scone. It's just a... You like some Vegemite on that? No. Yuck. It's a scone. Say it. That lady yelled at me. Say it right.
I won't.
Scone. Scone. You get nothing if you do it your
Herbs.
Way. Herbs. There's an H in it.
19-year-old woman named Samantha Pellerin from Sacramento, California, recently had a bad breakup with her boyfriend.
Wah-wah.
And on Monday, she figured out... He was still using her Netflix account.
Oh.
She went on the app and saw someone was binge-watching the new season of Stranger Things.
Unbelievable.
She got the ultimate revenge.
Canceled
she
the service.
She waited until he was halfway through the season, then changed the password to boot him off.
That's how it works when you break up. You lose half of Netflix.
And, of course, she tweeted him. That's how it went viral.
Hey. Somebody's paying for that Netflix.
I'm providing Netflix for my ex.
Yeah. She has every right to do that.
Yep.
You are?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Alex stays over there sometimes, and so it's on there.
You're providing Alex.
Yeah, all this.
So change the password where only Alex knows. And change it every week.
He'd give it to her.
The second he comes back to the house Sunday at 5:30.
Are you kidding?
You change
She'd
the
break
password.
Him down.
No, she wouldn't. She'd no, work she would. Him. She'd sell
what
him.
What are you talking about? I don't have to answer that call.
What's the password here, Daddy?
No, I'm talking about Alex.
Pound sand.
Try pound sand. It's not pound sand, you son of a bitch!
Eat a D.
What an eat a D. Ah! I have to watch Stranger Things! I can't afford the $9.99!
Go F yourself.
That would work. F yourself.
Capital G.
Mommy, I think the password is... Mommy is a crooked
Put it in! It worked!
Caged heat.
Download Stranger Things. Download it!
it before he changes the password again.
Every Sunday that you pick his ass up, you change that password. And she can't watch it all week.
Former.
On episode two, because that's all she could blow through while Alex was over. It's going to drive her nuts. Got to wait a fortnight to watch 3 and 4.
Alex is watching it too now. So.
This is great. I didn't know you had that kind of control over the ex. I just got an email from a girl, Geneva Mattox. And she said, hi, I'm Geneva Mattox, about the podcast. It doesn't seem to be where. Yeah, the podcast thing got screwed up in passwords yesterday. So yesterday's podcast isn't going to be up for a while. And I said, my ex-wife's name is Geneva. So you're by far my favorite Geneva.
Did you spell it the same way?
Same with a J. She said, I loved my name until I heard you guys talking about your ex. She's pregnant.
What if that's really your Geneva?
It's not. I asked. I said, are you tall? She said, no, I'm actually short, fat, and pregnant.
Oh, yeah. Opposites.
Right. Because mine is tall, skinny, and unpregnant. And still my ex. She probably has her own Netflix, though. God damn it, I don't have that kind of juice. Don, can't throw the $9.99 or whatever Netflix costs now? I'm still grandfathered in at $9.99. I love when my bill
I think I'm grandfathered in at $7.99.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Actually, I might be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get
is
a little bill
from the
every
start?
Once
yeah, that's the $7.99.
So it doesn't, even though they've
I've
the
gotten a boost.
Hike.
They kept it. They kept mine the same.
Yeah,
I think
I guess you have to.
Yeah, we used to get the DVDs, like back when Netflix would send you stuff.
I still have a couple of them.
Yeah, the old package thing would show up in the mail.
This is the story I talked about. I teased earlier about the bad roommate.
Right.
University of Hartford, former University of Hartford student Brianna Brochu is now facing charges of intimidation, assault. She had a roommate that she referred to as the Jamaican Barbie.
Mm.
Brianna, here's a picture of Brianna.
I like that idea. Wait, it's a white girl.
Yep.
She's the and Jamaican
so,
Barbie?
No, her
she
roommate
black-
oh.
that she wanted out of there. There's a little bigotry involved here because she tweeted out, finally, did it, yo girl. Got rid of her roommate after a month and a half of spitting in her coconut oil, putting moldy clam dip in her lotions, rubbing used tampons on her backpack, putting her toothbrush in places where the sun doesn't shine.
This is like what we were talking about a second ago.
Yep, that's what I was
saying. Yeah, that's what sparked you there was the toothbrush in the butt.
Yep. And
she's going to jail.
Jamaican Barbie responds.
This was on Twitter or Facebook or whatever
she posts it.
Genius.
And the girl, she refers to as the Jamaican Barbie, put the two and two together finally. She said, like, I've had a sore throat for a month, a little over a month.
You've been brushing your teeth with poop.
And she said, what was it? My blood on my backpack.
All right.
And figure out where it was coming from. She had all the stuff then. So she's,
what's she going to do?
I think she can press charges now.
Of course she can.
Yeah.
The fact that I'm black and my roommate was white, the roles were switched. I want to know if everything would be handled the same way, she says. They're taking their time with the investigation, and she claims not enough has been done.
They expelled her from school.
The black girl?
Nope.
Oh.
Brianna.
God,
the white girl.
I hope so.
But
so she posted.
Wait a minute. This is more than that. Expelling is not.
Oh my lord!
I love the stills that they choose.
Yeah,
she looks
like
videos.
She looks like she's got her jaw wired shut. Jamaican Barbie looks like the younger brother of the owner of Jamaican Barbie may have busted her jaw. Great picture.
A couple of things. The texters are telling us, and maybe Brady already knows this.
No.
John, you're not really supposed to snack on digestives. They go with your tea after supper.
Oh!
So they're crump.
They're those
style.
Those dipping cookies.
Yeah, tea cookies.
And you ate a box of digestives.
I did not have tea with mine.
You just ate it.
They come
Yeah, shortbread. We don't have these McVitties in Arizona.
And then the nerds have chimed in as well. Water was introduced to planet Earth as it was forming. It came from asteroids that continually impacted the Earth as it was forming, depositing ice,
part.
Which later coalesced and formed bodies of water.
But didn't we have a sun?
That's what I was wondering too.
We're just yeah.
Then the other one is you can make water by burning oxygen and hydrogen, and you could destroy water by turning it back into oxygen and hydrogen through
but
electrolysis.
But it's the same. It's the cyclical nature. The air is the water. The water is the air.
Exactly. Yeah. That was my argument.
But I'm not smart enough to know any of that. Yeah. I just thought we had a sun and planets all about the same time.
It's an amazing design.
It's
actually kind of super flawed. But that's all right. It's very fragile.
This 28-year-old woman, Amber Schmunk, who lives in Fredonia, Wisconsin, she bought a plastic pool for her kids last month, but there wasn't enough room in her minivan, so she whipped up a new plan, put it on the roof of the van. Then she had her 9-year-old son climb up on the top of the van to hold it down while they drove home.
What's he weighing, 70 pounds?
Get up there, boy.
The 9-year-old boy weighed about 60, 70 pounds tops.
She was arrested. Yeah,
Alex might be pushing 95 right now. He's 12.
He's 12. Yeah. So, yeah, he gets 60 pounds. Yep. A 9-year-old, 60, 65. Yep. That's a good weight to plop on top of the car. Still as long as you bungee him down.
Still seems pretty malleable.
Oh, no, it's movable. Definitely dangerous.
Yeah.
But if you bungee his arms and legs down, it's a good
all right.
catalyst.
Okay.
Make sure nothing comes off of there.
The Daily Mail has an article today, and the opening question of the article is, do you have a depressed vagina?
Oh, is it droopy and sad?
Pretty much. This doctor reveals the cause of this painful condition.
Painful?
What can be done to treat it. It's
emotionally painful?
What? No, it's
depressed.
It affects women in their 30s.
I'm not mocking, by the way.
Yeah.
Don't send letters.
No, send letters. I'm going to read those. What's wrong with you? Since when are we that station? We are mocking your depressed vagina, by the way.
Women who suffer from a pain and burning may be suffering from a condition that medical experts reveal, the hypersensitivity.
Yeah. Gonorrhea.
It can lead to a loss of interest in sex. The treatment can include an antidepressant medication that is no longer being used for
There's the pharmaceutical companies making it, so if you're not getting laid.
And if that doesn't work, physiotherapy.
But the terminology.
And then if that doesn't work, they can trim up the vulva.
But the terminology of depressed vagina
connotates
a whole different kind of
depressed
thing.
Vagina. It's a great band name.
Dr. Ross Pagano is the head of Vulva Disorders Unit at the Royal Hospital.
Good gig.
He made that up.
Melbourne, Australia.
He made up his own job title.
G'day, mates. You might have noticed my business card's taking a turn. I am now in charge of vulvic disorder because we hadn't had a position like that before, and we, of course, now have all these depressed vaginas.
Did you say volcano disorder?
No, vulva.
Vulva.
Vulvics.
Like the women?
Like the lady lips. I make sure that they're happy and pert.
How do you do
rather
that?
Rather than depressed. Well, that's why I'm the leader and you're not.
The disease it is defined as vulvodynia.
Of course it is. He made that up too.
Yeah. I made that a discovery.
That's all mine.
The vulvodynia.
Have you trademarked that?
Of course I have. Otherwise I wouldn't be the chairman and leader, CEO of vulvic disorder.
If that doesn't make sense to you, it's also known as burning vulva syndrome.
The old BVS.
Text just came in. John, for the doctor, doesn't a finger just fix all depressed vaginas?
Most vaginas can be fixed with a little orating, a little oral action, if you'd like. And a finger could definitely perk it up. Not saying it'll cure the depression.
But it's a start.
Right.
He says the condition is a little bit, it's a bundle of nerves down there. And what happens in the condition, vaginal atrophy.
Right, that's
the thinning
that's a
of
lack
the
of
walls.
Use. Right.
I've seen you. You made up restless leg syndrome.
Yes. No, I've got a pill for it. And it only is depressing when it's a good-looking woman. Of course, a giant ugly woman is going to have a depressed vagina. She's depressing to look at in the first place.
A drop in hormonal levels. The estrogen is likely to occur.
Do you think Ronnie has a depressed vagina? You should work on that. Go home and ask her.
We need to talk.
Do you?
I'm doing a little research.
It looks like a sad emoji.
Your vagina looks like a monkfish on its side. Just so sad. It's frowning at me if I turn my head just so.
As the leader of vulvic disorder, let me tell you, I have to break the news to you.
There's treatments, ladies.
You've got a depressed vagina.
No, I don't say it isn't so, Doctor.
It's depressed.
So don't blame yourself.
And the only thing you can do is take it to a fun park and have many, many men inside of it.
Hmm. Seems a bit risky.
That's what your vagina is missing. It's your vagina tends to be, looks like it's one of those adrenaline junkies. And you're not giving it enough to do. Yeah, you're not giving it enough to do. So it's just wasting away and atrophied. And now you need to, you know, you need to let your vagina climb every mountain, so to speak. So
Pagano says one of the side effects if you try the antidepressants can be drowsiness.
Right, because of all the sex.
But now the team has developed a cream that's infused with the medication that can be applied directly.
Man.
And again, if that doesn't work, the physiotherapy can help. Failing that is a simple operation that removes a small part of the vulva.
Todd, I went to lunch with Matilda today. You're not going to believe what she told me.
What is it? I've never liked her.
She says she's got a depressed vagina.
What? You know what else? Her husband has a depressed dick.
Because he has to look at Matilda every day.
No waltzing there.
No there. No, want to waltz right out of that one. So I've got depressed dick, and you've got depressed vagina.
Look at him.
Looks like we should probably separate.
He's got nothing.
Since I've been divorced, my depressed dick has come to life. Literally, that phrase couldn't be more accurate. It has come to life in so many directions. And my wife, I understand, she had a very depressed vagina. And she's still going through a lot emotionally, vaginally.
How can we make that gutter rabbit happen?
We have to fix that. But we've divorced, and suddenly my dick and her vagina have a new lease on life. Depressed vagina. You're just trying to be dramatic.
Yeah. No, it's true.
I can't have
that is an excuse for women who are unhappy with their husbands. And they say, well, there's, it's a
in
medical...
Australia, it's 1% to 2%.
Yeah, well, still, it shouldn't even exist. You don't like your husband anymore.
And 30s.
You're not attracted to, you do not like your husband or spouse anymore. Don't make it a medical anomaly. Just admit it. Yeah. Turn to the person that's paying the bills who you're afraid to leave and say, I'm not attracted to you anymore. That's why we haven't done it since February.
Jesus, John, now like they needed another excuse? I'm sorry, babe. My vagina's just not
right.
feeling it
yeah.
tonight.
You got every.
I'm totally there, but
you
my
got
vagina.
A week, a month where we understand the thing is a mess, and now it goes through emotional disorders. No, no, no. You don't get this one, man. If we don't put our foot down on the depressed vagina, that thing's going to be another week of excuses.
I would, but it's just my vagina and I have not been connecting, and
pretty
it's
soon
just
you're
going to depressed.
You're going to be hearing the. Dr. Pagano name thrown around.
Right.
I went to Dr. Pagano and I have to put a cream on it. It's so down and out.
I didn't have to. He said he would apply it for me.
Yeah, of course he would.
Right.
Oh, depressed vagina syndrome. No, you don't get this one. Unused vagina syndrome, yes.
That's one.
But that means
like
you don't.
Got unused dick syndrome.
You, right. You don't
at
like your spouse anymore.
The other.
Right. But I guarantee you that depressed vagina would perk up if you found somebody attractive that kind of got your juices flowing again. The problem is you're no longer interested in the person you're with. Either find a way to be interested again or have the guts to say, this isn't working out. Depressed vagina syndrome. It's got no emotions. Can't be depressed. Oh, this is sad. I'm depressed. There's only one way to fix it.
Pizza sales at Papa John's are way down.
That's not how.
John Schnatter thinks it's because the reason they had a meeting, Papa John's shareholders were told that the third quarter was way down.
It's terrible.
They've been the official pizza sponsor of the NFL since 2010.
Right.
And Papa John says the reason is because of the national anthem protests in the NFL.
There's a lot less pizza being ordered. Because the ratings are down.
Reflecting the ratings. Yeah, decline the account.
I can see his argument. There's a lot less football being watched, if you believe the ratings. A lot less. So whether it's the anthems or just the fact that the NFL product is not very good right now, and it isn't, it's a bad product. My favorite team is not fun to watch, and they're loaded with talent. And I don't watch a lot of other football like I used to, because it's bad usually. That Broncos-Chiefs game, which usually, that's a huge rivalry, that was awful.
Yeah. messy.
It was a terrible game to watch.
According to Kaepernick's agent, he says he's expecting him to be signed in the next 10 days.
Wonder who? The Browns. The Broncos.
No, the... that could be. But
Kaepernick? It's not, what do you mean?
The other thing on that story was the reaction that... who was the coach that said they thought, oh, you're going after Kaepernick? He says, no. He's upset.
Harbaugh?
No. But anyway, his agent said, no, we had that's not true, because they were being rumored to say that they were going to sign Kaepernick, and it wasn't true.
Who was?
I'm blanking on the...
so someone out there may or may not have
been to sign
Kaepernick.
Yeah, he was at a press conference, and was clearing that up.
Oh.
But then Kaepernick's agent fired back and says it might not be that team, but he's going to be signed.
In 10 days, Kaepernick's going to have a job according to his agent.
Yep.
So it'll be the Broncos. They're in hell. They're in a nightmare. The Browns or the Broncos?
Patriots. No, they signed Hoyer.
They did get Hoyer.
Yeah.
A Japanese company is granting non-smoking employees an extra 6 days of paid holidays because they don't take the smoke breaks.
Genius.
That the other workers do.
Wow. I used to bitch about this when I worked at, when I was a manager at Tony Roma's. I'm like, you know what sucks, smokers? Because it would be busy, and every time you go up back, you'd see two of the waiters like, I'm on my break. Like, you know who doesn't get breaks?
Non-smokers.
The non-smokers who just don't stand outside every 4 hours for 15 minutes because they've got an addiction. Well, they could if they wanted to, but they don't. You guys are taking advantage.
So you're suggesting find an addiction.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was great for them. Not smokers, every time they got stressed, would leave.
Right.
And it would be gone, and you'd have to cover. And who would have to cover? The non-smoker.
Yep.
And the non-smokers would be like, I got to take a break. We don't have anything to do. Non-smokers would lean on the air conditioning thing, smell the grease trap, and want to go back to work. Smokers loved every second of it.
The Tokyo-based Virginia Slims plant is allowing... the non-smokers. No, I'm just kidding.
So. You know, when I used to interview people at Tony Roma's when I was in charge of hiring stuff, and they're like, this lady wants to be a waitress. One of my side questions was, do you smoke? And I completely discriminated against them. I'm not going to lie. And I don't mind you smoking, but I don't want to work
but
with
you. But you know the extra work it's going to be.
Yeah, in a hurried situation, I don't want somebody who's got a habit.
Yep.
Tough to avoid in the restaurant.
I know, but I did it. I managed to not hire any smokers at all. But the problem was... those damn whores that did smoke taught the non-smokers to smoke because the breaks were so plentiful. So the next thing you know, the sweet little girl from Buffalo that I hired that was she's outside smoking now. Like, what are you doing, Tanya? I hired you because you didn't smoke.
Heidi smokes and you like her.
Yeah, she's got great cans. I love Heidi. She's amazing. But you didn't smoke. That's why you got the job. You're not even very good at it. You're just always available.
I'm on my break.
Ah, crap. It's like a virus.
Well, you've got a full section.
Yeah.
they're not on a break. Sauce.
I'll go out and tell your tables. You know what? I know your food's terrible and you don't have drinks, but she smokes.
What are you going to do?
She's on a break. So if you guys wouldn't mind for the next 5 minutes or so to take a little break from your meal and your night out.
Plus, she's got depressed vagina.
Yeah, and that's been a problem. We've dealt with it. Sometimes I just have to talk to her vagina before a shift.
You know, you're a good little guy. You need to... pump it up a little bit. You look good today. I don't want you so down. You can accomplish anything you want. Tanya's depressed vagina.
That's going to be the next call into work. Can't come in.
Yeah, got a
depressed vulvodynia.
And as a man, as the manager.
What? Vulvodynia.
It's my vagina's super duper depressed. And
Dexter
I really
says, John, you know depressed vagina is exactly a week after you proposed to your girlfriend after winning the World Series.
Yeah. Carlos Correa is going to experience that in a second.
Hold up, John. Don't you do testrogame for depressed dick?
Yeah, it's not depressed. It's old. Yeah. Old dick. Yeah. And you don't want it's still happy. He's just, I ain't got the energy I used to get. I still want to play.
Not depressed.
Yeah, no. I got Brett Favre as a dick. He's in. He's ready to go. He's just not what he used to be.
Just wants to throw on his Wranglers.
Throw it as far. Guy says, great. Now we're going to wander into bathrooms and see them hanging by little strings. My vagina hung itself last night in my sleep.
I didn't know.
Goodbye, cruel world. It flies off the building. Hey, something just landed on my windshield. What the hell is this?
Are you?
Ah, it's one of those depressed vaginas that took its own life. Christ
don't,
on a crutch.
Don't drive under any bridges.
Oh, the windshield wipers won't get it off. Some sort of sucker fish. They're hanging themselves. Ow! What was that, honey?
Another
oh, my God.
Vagina.
My vulva just took its own life.
Oh, I told you to see a psychiatrist about that depressed vagina.
People are getting showered on at Grand Canyon. Thousands leaping over the edge.
Just in the middle of the night, some girl's house.
We need to talk.
What is it?
Well, I haven't been feeling myself lately. And nobody's been feeling me at all.
That's not true. I felt you last night.
Come on. We're not over yet. Are we done?
I just don't feel like it's worth going on. Please. Eddie?
Please, Eddie. That's awesome.
Please, Eddie.
That's the voice of every.
You're in the gym.
Vagina.
Oh, what's up?
Your vagina's so pert and happy.
You should kegel.
I just don't even feel like being here.
Come on! Things are great!
I'm just not like you. I'm just more emotional and think things different.
Then who she's paired up with walks in. You know who? I'm not happy.
I'm so sad, Rodney.
Droopy dog.
Could somebody get me a towel? I don't even like being exposed anymore.
You guys are depressing.
John, I've seen it for myself. You know who doesn't have a depressed vagina?
Oh, my goodness.
Every female student at ASU.
Yeah, that's true. They're all, well, the life hasn't beaten their vaginas down yet.
They're still young.
The horrors of aging have not destroyed their vaginas. Oh, I can't
horrors,
stand
horrors, right? Not horrors.
Horrors. That'd take it either way. That's a great one. J.R. Bylenda. They're going to hang themselves. Oh, my God. What a tragic scene. Call the police. Put little pink tape around this room.
Terry's
it's a crime scene.
Boy, I'm looking forward to the squares tomorrow with Tanya's depressed vagina.
Tanya's depressed smoking vagina.
Tanya, come on. It's not so bad.
But now she smokes. We're never going to have a man. Because she smells like an ashtray.
I know. We got to get off those cigarettes. But if you're down, she's going to want to smoke more.
How could I possibly be up?
Let me tell you something, doll.
Wow, that's an old vagina.
Smoke, it ain't so bad. You just have to lower your standards.
So, John, does it then take another vagina to talk them off that ledge?
Yeah.
That's hey! The old one. Yeah,
they have like the
up
with
in.
People vagina.
Up with people.
Yeah, I don't know. If that's
don't end up like me.
It's sitting in a corner, gray, homeless.
I used to be like you. You're looking at your future.
I took too many breaks.
I used to smoke. Look at me now.
Don't let this be you.
Mike says, please stop this. I'm trying to eat breakfast. I don't know if it's because of... Oh, he's laughing. Okay, good. It's not because he's picturing this cartoon that we've created, this nightmarish suicidal vagina room. The Suicide Vaginas. It's a good movie.
Talk to your girlfriend's vagina today.
Yeah. Have a chat with her tonight. Brady, go home and have a chat with Ronnie's vagina tonight. Make sure that it's not depressed or on the wrong path.
We're going to talk. For sure.
You need to.
How are you feeling today, honey? I'm fine. And your vagina? What? I understand that thing goes through some ups and downs as well.
Dexter says, honey, I want to be sensitive to your needs. Is it that time of the month, or has your depressed vagina started cutting again?
Oh, man.
It's goth. What happened down there? He's grown his hair out on one side. Putting on lots of black eyeliner.
What's with the exercise band coming out of
you guys
band?
Just don't understand. But I'll be in my room. Shut up.
Sorry. I love the fake. And ladies out there who are upset, like, this is a real thing. Again, look up restless leg syndrome. And go back to the argument I had with my mother-in-law, who told me that she got it from her mom. And then I had to remind her she was adopted.
We'll end it with a beautiful survey.
Okay.
For the holidays.
God,
according to this
that.
New survey, John, you're a big fan of Christmas cards.
I'm a big fan of cards in general. Let's not narrow it down to Christmas cards, Brady. I love holiday cards.
Holiday cards.
Oh, birthday and otherwise.
I get so many cards from you.
I wing them all over the place. What a great idea cards are.
Are cards going away?
I hope so.
According to the survey,
they're all internet memes.
89% of people say they're planning to mail out their annual holiday cards this year.
Out of guilt.
They're also planning on receiving a lot.
Facebook has eliminated the need for cards.
It's a tradition.
As has logic. There is no reason to send someone else's words as your own. It's called plagiarism. I've never understood it.
The Hallmark survey.
Sanctioned plagiarism.
It's sanctioned plagiarism. You spend $239 to let someone else write beautiful words, and then for some reason... I know, so I'm not going any higher than that. I don't buy cards. I won't do it. I don't buy birthday cards. I don't do anything for anybody when it comes
to cards. Yeah, if you're buying bulk,
I don't do that either. You buy, something that says happy holidays and whatever. Why can't... If you like that person enough, send them a note. Text them. The world has changed where you don't need to card them anymore. And then what? Then I've got to burn your card or throw it away with your little family picture on it. I take great pride in that. All my friends have caught on, too. We don't get any Christmas cards anymore. And that's how I know you don't care. Because if it's not reciprocated, you don't send me one.
Yep, you're taking off the list.
Right, you're off the list. Yep. My friend Darren Lugar and his entire family, every year they send me a beautiful family, too. Their kids are all pretty and all wonderful people. I welcome December 27th when I can pull the cards off of that weird shelf that just has
one of those ribbons that you attach them to, like my mom did.
It's a pile.
That.
Oh, yeah, of course, because it's decorative. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But it's a pile of stuff, and then I take the picture. I see Kirby and Brady and Ronnie. They go in the fire. And it's just a neat way to, like, watch fire. I feel like the lady from Game of Thrones that burns everything, the Melisandre. She always looks into the fire and sees it. I always put it down and see who burns first.
Oh.
And I think of it as some sort of a thing. Oh, Kirby's going to die first.
I'm in the card.
I don't think I've gotten one from you, all three of you. Yeah. There's usually a black crayon drawing with a cloud over its head in the background.
Stick figure.
And it just says, Daddy. But it's all black crayon. I don't know if you're looking at her vagina, but it's not good. So I get up. But Mark Stebbings, he sends me a card, and they go to great lengths. They'll travel and all wear the same sweaters, like some sort of weird Mormon choir. And
they put on clothes.
That
I see with the coordinated families is Mormon.
Yeah, and Mark's family will be all dressed up like they're at some hoedown or something. I'm like, what are you guys doing? And Mark's got like a cowboy hat, and his wife's wearing lassoing something, and the kids are everywhere, and I put them in the fire, and I'm like, oh, the young boy will die first.
It's like Back to the Future.
Yeah, I see it all
Marty's
go down.
Fading.
I burn all of the families, and then the first one that goes, I'm like, yes, the prophets have told me. The young boy Matthew will die first. I hate them. I just despise looking in the mailbox seeing your stupid family. Because I got to burn you. You're putting the pressure on me.
Well, you like the burning part.
The burning part's the only good part. I wish I could do it before Christmas, but Megan still doesn't come around on that being kosher. But we're going to burn it anyway. Why not burn it the day we get it?
Dexter says, John, I have what I think is a million-dollar idea. I'm hoping you'll go in on it with me, maybe do my GoFundMe. You've heard of Copper Fit?
Yeah. Oh, God. For the vagina.
Depressed vagina.
A copper fit underpants?
Right or yeah, what would that
copper
be?
Copper fit tampons?
He doesn't explain what it is.
I mean, that's because I brought up Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It works.
Brett Favre is synonymous with copper. And that Tom Brady's got himself a scam going now. And you know who he partnered with? You know who his business partner is in TB12 supplements? A dude who got busted.
Balco.
No, it's some guy who said that he had a cream that could cure cancer.
Yep.
Not and sunburn. Yep. You'll never sunburn again, and I can cure cancer.
Well, you heard his explanation on the sunburn. Tom says that when he gets up, he drinks that water that's got all 72.
Oh, yeah.
Everything you leak out.
Everything you leak out. So he drinks that, and that way he'll never get a sunburn.
You can never get a sunburn.
Because he's overhydrated.
So technically, Tom Brady is selling something worse than the Copper Fit thing that Brett Favre is selling, because this is just pure bunko. This is it's absolute hokum, I think is the word that you use in these
hokum
situations.
Is a good one.
It is. It's terrible. But there's Tom Brady behind it and drinking these electrolytes. He's got a big Gatorade that's got sweat in it, and he drinks it and says he'll never sunburn. And the guy has been just wildly reprimanded for saying he can cure cancer with his elixir. And Tom Brady is selling these products now with his name on it. It's snake oil, and it's no. Of course, it's Tom Brady. Of course, it's him. Karen He'll cheat out anyway.
Karen has sent us the mascot for the depressed vagina.
Yeah, that's isn't that the monkfish I was talking
that's
about?
The blob.
That's that blob fish.
Yeah.
Or the goblin. Makes me. Isn't that how I look in pictures? Is that what people see?
What does the undepressed one look like?
What do I sound like on tape? Because what I hear and what they're playing are different. This is miserable.
Come on, work it up.
They're just happy because they're 24. Just wait.
Your whole life in front of you.
Everything is downhill after 40.
You realize it means nothing.
Depressed vaginas. Shut up, ladies. This is why you make 72% of what we make. Garbage like this. You want equal pay.
But it was
pay
a man that came up with it.
I know. Well, maybe he's trying to keep 100 to 70 yes. ratio going.
Yeah.
But they eat it up. I want to hear a woman go, it's hooey. Hokum.
Guys, we have a warehouse full of these antidepressants.
Right, and we can't get rid of them. So. Who's a kind of a vulnerable victim out there that we could sell these to? Women. What do they all have? Vaginas. There you go. Depressed vagina syndrome. We'll get rid of the warehouse.
John, I've got a name for your new product. It rhymes with Copperfit. You can't say it on the radio. Copper C.
Oh, I was trying to rhyme copper.
Yeah.
What kind of euphemism does he have for that thing? Oh, that's it. The copper fit thingy. It's lit.
Yes.
I get it. There you go. That is your Brady Report. We'll talk to Eric in just a couple minutes. He's out there at Safeway. Tatum and Greenway giving everybody a happy ending. That's right. The Holmberg's happy ending tickets are available. Jay Moore is here. Get your holiday parties all loaded up and ready to go. We'll do it at Celebrity 30 Theater. December 16th, we'll have Eric handing you tickets. We'll tell you what else he's got next at Tatum and Greenway. That, my friends, is your Brady Report brought to you by Hooters.
Miss something? Download Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast direct to your mobile device with the 98 KUPD app now.